B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Lamed Ches. We're going to start on the last line on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Bo minei Reb Chiya Bar Abba. They asked Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Shochach Kedera al Gabe Kira. If somebody was in a situation of Shehiyah, he put his pot on the Kira before Shabbos, in one of the situations where it was also to do that. And he forgot. Ubishla b'Shabbos, and it continued cooking on Shabbos, mahu. What's the halacha? Is he allowed to eat it? Is he not allowed to eat it? Ishtik, he did not respond. V'lo amali v'lo midi, he did not answer anything. Lemochar, the next day, nofak dorashlu. The next day, Reb Chiya Bar Abba went out and gave a drasha. And he quoted a Mishnah. Hamavashel b'Shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos. B'shoigig, Yoichel, if he cooked by mistake, b'sheigeg, either he forgot it was Shabbos or he forgot it was also to cook on Shabbos, then he's allowed to eat it. B'mezid, but if he cooked it intentionally, lo yoichel, he's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. V'lo yishno, but regarding shehiyah, lo yishno, there's no difference between sheigeg and mezid. Says the Gemara, my v'lo yishno. There's no difference between Shegig and Mezid. They're both Asa or they're both Muta. Rabbi Rav Yosef to Amr Tarvayu Le'atera, Rabbi and Rav Yosef both said that in the case of Shehiyah, where he just left it there by mistake or intentionally, he left it there on the Kira before Shabbos in a situation that he was not allowed to, then it's Muta, even if he did it by Mezid. Why? Mevashel huda ka'ovid ma'isa. When somebody cooks, he does a ma'isa on Shabbos. And therefore, b'mezid la'yoichal, if he does it intentionally, he's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Aval hay d'lo'y ka'ovid ma'isa. But here, where he just left it on from before Shabbos, he didn't do a ma'isa. B'mezid nam yoichal, even if it was b'mezid and he could have taken it off and he didn't, since he didn't do a ma'isa, he's allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok Omar li Isura. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok says that in the case where he left the pot on before Shabbos, both if he did it b'sheigeg or b'mezid, it's osa. And why should it be more chomor than bishul? Bishul, we said that b'sheigeg is muta, and over here by shochach, he says it's osa even b'mezid. I'll explain to you. Mevashel hu delo osi li irume. In the case of bishul, which is severely osa, a person would not cook intentionally and lie and say, I did it by mistake, in order to have it muta. And therefore, b'sheigeg yeichal, if he says that he did it by mistake, he's allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Aval hay, but in the case of shehiyah, where he left it on, which is only an isfa d'rabbonon, da'osi li'irume, he may do it intentionally, thinking it's just an isfa d'rabbonon, and he'll say he did it by mistake. And therefore, b'sheigeg nami lo yoichal, and therefore, even b'sheigeg, according to Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, he's not allowed to eat from this food on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Meisvei. We're now going to ask a question on Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok and Rav Yosef, and Rabbi and Rav Yosef. It says in the Braisa, Shochach Kedera al Gabekira, if somebody forgot his pot on top of the Kira, on top of the oven, the stove, from before Shabbos, Ubishla b'Shabbos, and it cooked on Shabbos, obviously in a situation where this Shehiyah was Asa. B'Sheigeg Yoichel, B'Mezid Lo Yoichel. If he did it B'Sheigeg, he's allowed to eat from it, and b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat from it. B'meh devarim amurim, when is this talking about? B'chamin shelo yochamu kol tzorkon. Only if it was water that was not yet mevushel kol tzorkoi, v'tavshel shelo bishel kol tzorkoi, or if it was another type of dish, a tavshel that was not mevushel kol tzorkoi. Aval chamin shehuchamu kol tzorkoi, v'tavshel shebishel kol tzorkoi, if either the chamin or the tavshel was sufficiently cooked before Shabbos, bein b'sheigeg bein b'mezid, yeichel. Then he's allowed to eat from this, he's allowed to use the water or eat this dish, even if he did it b'mezid. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda argues, and he says as follows, and he's talking about b'mezid. Chamin shehu chamu kol tzorkon, in the case of water which was sufficiently cooked, mutorin. There, even if it's b'sheigeg or if it's b'mezid, he's allowed to eat from it. Mipnei shemitstamik v'ralei. Because once the water's been fully cooked, you only have what to lose when it gets cooked more, because it's just evaporating, it's not getting any better. The tavshil shabishel kol tzorkei, but another tavshil, even though it's sufficiently cooked, osir, it's osir mepneishem it's tamik v'yofeloi, since the additional cooking is helping it, it's helping it shrink, and it gives it a richer taste, and therefore it's osir. V'cholam it's tamik v'yofeloi, anything where additional cooking is adding to the flavor, could go in kruv, for example, cabbage, upulin, and beans, ubos or toruf, and cut up pieces of meat, osur. It's completely osur. Since it's cut up, he's made it clear that he doesn't want it for guests. If you'd want it for guests, we said in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin, it's mitztamik v'ralo, he does not want it to shrink. But here he's cut them up into pieces, it's clear that he does not want it for the guests, and therefore it's mitztamik v'ralo, v'toivloi, osur and it's osur. V'chola mitztamik v'ralo, any case where it's mitztamik v'ralo, mutar, it's mutar. That is the end of the braisa. Says the Gemara, Ktonimia. But in this braisa, it says at the beginning, Tavshil sheloi bishel kol tzorkoi, a regular tavshil which has not been sufficiently cooked before Shabbos, and he left it on in a way that was osa. He did a shehiyah that was osa on Shabbos. And we saw that b'shoigeg, he's allowed to eat it, b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat it. And this is not like Rabbi and Rav Yosef, who said that even b'mezid, he's allowed to eat it. And it's not like Rav Nachman Bayitzchok, who says that even b'shoigeg, he is allowed to eat it. Says the Gemara, b'shleim Rav Nachman Bayitzchok, according to Rav Nachman Bayitzchok, I can explain it. Lo kasha, kan koidim gzeira, when the Braisa says that b'shoigeg, he's allowed to eat it, that's before the gzeira. But when Rav Nachman Beitzchok says that even b'shoigeg is not allowed to eat it, that's after the gzeira, kan koidim gzeira, kan acha gzeira, and we'll see in a moment what the gzeira was. Elo Rabbi Rav Yosef, Domru Le'atera, Rabbi Rav Yosef that said that both shoigeg and mezid, it's muta, even if he did the shiur, that was osa, I koidim gzeira, if it's talking about before the gzeira, kasha mezid, then it's still a kasha, why b'mezid are you allowed to eat it? We saw explicitly in the Braisa that b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. V'il acha gzeira, if it's talking about after gzeira, kashin ami shoigeg, then it's also a kasha on shoigeg, because after the gzeira was only by shoigeg. After the gzeira, shoigeg became osa, and you, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, are saying that it's muta even b'shoigeg. Kashin ami shoigeg. And it says the Gemara kashya, yes, it's a kasha on Rabbi and Rav Yosef. We don't know how they're going to explain this braisa. Says the Gemara, my gzeira, sir. What was this gzeira regarding shehiya that was done b'sheigig? The Omer of Yehuda bar Shmuel, Omer of Abba, Omer of Kahan, Omer Rav. B'tchila hoyu oimrim, at first they said, hamavashil b'shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'sheigig yoichel. If he did it by mistake, he's allowed to eat it. B'mezid lo yoichel. If he did it intentionally, lo yoichel. V'hu adin l'sheicheach. And the same applies not only if it does an act of bishul on Shabbos, but if he does a shehiyah that was asa, it's the same halacha. B'mezid it was asa, and b'sheigeg was muta. Misharabu mashin b'mezid v'omur shcheichim onu. When they realized a lot of people were intentionally doing shehiyah and saying it was a mistake in order that they can eat it on Shabbos, chazru v'kontzu ala sheicheach, they said that regarding shehiyah that you forgot to take the pot off before Shabbos, they said that even b'sheigeg, it's osa. Continues the Gemara. Kashya d'Reb Meir ad Reb Meir, Kashya d'Reb Yehuda ad Reb Yehuda. We saw on Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph a machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, and we just saw here on Daf Lamed Ches Omed Aleph another machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. And the Gemara asks that they seem to be contradicting each other. Reb Meir said on Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, according to Beis Hillel, shehiyah is you're allowed to do shehiyah only on chamin, but tavshil you're not allowed to do shehiyah. That's what Reb Meir said in the opinion of Beis Hillel. And over here we saw in our braisa that tavshil shenizbashel kol tzorkoi, that it's yoichel. If you did the shehiyah by mistake, you're allowed to eat it, even a tavshil, not only chamin. And Beis Hillel, according to Reb Meir, Beis Hillel says only chamin you're allowed to put onto the oven before Shabbos and do shehiyah. That's a contradiction between Reb Meir, Beis Hillel, and Reb Meir on Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, and Reb Meir here. And the Gemara is going to answer that, Reb Meir ad Reb Meir, loy kashya, ho lekatchila ho dieved. The braisa on Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph says that it's lekatchila. If you do shehiyah when on an oven, on a kira that is goruf v'kotum, Bishilel says you're allowed to lekatchila put chamin. Lekatchila, you're not allowed to put tavshil. The Brayis on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph is saying that if you did put a tavshil on before Shabbos, even though you were not allowed to, and as long as it was nizbashil kol tzorkoi before Shabbos, even though it was asa, nonetheless, since you did it b'sheigig, you're allowed to eat it. What's the contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda? That Rabbi Yehuda we saw on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Beis Hillel, that even tavshil you're allowed to do, you're allowed to do shehiyah. And over here Rabbi Yehuda says that a tavshil, even though it's nispashil called tzorkoi, if you did it b'mezid, lo yoichal, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Gemara is going to answer, Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda nami leikashe kan begrufa oktuma, kan b'sheina grufa oktuma. The Brayis on the Flamed Vav Amud Aleph is talking about where the kira was grufa oktuma. If it's grufa oktuma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to put tavshil on lekatchila before Shabbos and allow it to continue cooking on Shabbos. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about where it's not goruf v'kotum. If it's not goruf v'kotum, then Rabbi Yehuda says a tavshil shenizbashil, even a tavshil shenizbashil kol tzorkoi, if you did it b'mezid, if it was not goruf v'kotum, then loy yoichel. Loy kashi kan begrufa oktuma, kan b'sheina grufa oktuma. And Tosfos adds on that the Gemara could have asked a few other questions, a few other contradictions between the Braisa there and the Braisa here, and the Gemara can answer in similar vein, and therefore the Gemara did not enumerate all the questions and all the answers. Continues the Gemara, Iboy Elohu. Ovar v'shoho, if somebody did a shehiyah, there was asa, he was not allowed to do a shehiyah, whatever the circumstances, according to the rules that we've learnt, and he was over and he did a shehiyah. And the Mashah asks, what suddenly changed? We've just had a whole Gemara about if somebody did shehiyah b'sheigig b'mezid, what's the Gemara asking here? But either way, let's see what the Gemara says. Over v'shoho mai, mi konsuhu rabonon oiloi. Did the Chachomim say that since you did a shehiyah that was osa, we're giving you a knas and you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos? Or we're not giving him a knas? Tor Shema, the Gemara is going to bring proof from a braisa. To Omar Shmuel Bar Noson Omer Reb Chanino. Kesholach Reb Yosi li Tzipuri. When Reb Yosi went to Tzipuri, Motzo Chamin Shenishtahu Al Gabekira, he saw there was a pot of water that was left on the Kira. He did not say it was Asa. He let it be. Beitzim Tzumokis Shenishtahu Al Gabekira. But there were eggs that were getting shrunken, that were getting well cooked, that were left on the Kira. And he said it was asa. My love, lo yisei Shabbos. We assume when he said it was asa, it meant it's asa. You're not allowed to use it this Shabbos. So you see that if somebody does a shehiyah that's asa, there's a knas. You're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, loy, you cannot bring a proof from here. Le Shabbos haba, the truth is that they did not make a knas and you're allowed to eat it. When it says osar lehen, is he rebuked them and he told them, next Shabbos, don't do the same. You're not allowed to do this shehiyah. With the water, you're allowed to do the shehiyah. We'll soon see why. With the beitzim, you're not allowed to do the shehiyah. Michlal de beitzim utzumokis mitzdamkis v'yofo lehen minu. Can you bring proof from here that the eggs that get shrunken, they get better taste, and since it's got an improved taste, that's why the shehiyah is asa, even though they were well cooked before Shabbos, and therefore he said that the shehiyah was asa. And regarding the water, we know that chamin shenizbashel kol tzorkoi is always mitzdamik v'raloi. Says the Gemara, in, you're right, you can bring proof from here that these eggs, that when they get shrunk and well cooked, that it improves the taste. To Omer Rav Chomer Bar Chanina, Pamachas Nisarachti Ani V'Rebi L'Mokim Echod. Once I and Rebbe were guests in a place, Ve'Yviu L'Faneinu Beitzim U'Tzumokis Ko'Oyruzrudin, and they brought us eggs that were so shrunken, they were very, very thin, like Oyzrudin. V'Chalnu Men Harba, we ate a lot of them. So you see from here that the taste gets very much improved as the eggs get very shrunken, and therefore it's mitzdamik v'yofeloi, and that's why the Gemara said that it was also to do this shehiyah the following Shabbos, but we do not have proof that they made the knas for this Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Bishilel oimrim af machzirin, we saw in the Mishnah that Bishilel agree, and they say that even chazara is mutar, under certain circumstances as we've learned, you're allowed to even put a pot back onto Kira on Shabbos. And Bisham, I say no. Omer of Sheishes. L'divrei ha'omer matirin afilu b'Shabbos. The Gemara is saying that we would have thought that when is chazara considered a chazara and not considered a new placing of a pot in a or on a kira, which is certainly also on Shabbos, that's only if you can take it for granted that you did not intend to interrupt the previous session of this pot in the kira and intend to start a new one. So I may have thought that if you take a pot off on Friday night, then it's taken for granted that you can put it back on because you need it for tomorrow to be still hot. But in the Shabbos day, when you take off the pot, there's nothing that says that we can assume that you want to continue the session, you want to continue the staying of the pot on the kira, so that putting it back is a continuation of the previous time that the pot was in the kira. So maybe if you take it off Shabbos day, it's as if you've finished the pot being on the kira, and now you want to put it back. It's like you're starting a new session of putting a pot on a kira, and that's also on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu b'Shabbos, even in the day, if you take it off, and we'll soon see on what conditions, but even if you take it off during the day, you're allowed to put it back, and we can assume that you did not intend to interrupt the previous session of this pot being on the kira. Says the Gemara of Afra Boishia Sovar, Af Machzir Nafilu B'Shabbos, even in Shabbos in the day, you're allowed to do Chazora. Domer Boishia, Pam Achas Inu Imdim Le'ilom Reb Chiya Rabba. We were once standing by Reb Chiya Rabba, Ve'elenu Lo'i Kumkum Shel Chamin, and we took up to him a kettle of hot water, Midyuta Atachtoina, from the lower floor, L'Dyuta Al-Yoina, to the upper floor, Umozagnu Lo'i Sakois, and we diluted for him the kois with the water, and we put the kettle back on the kira. He didn't say anything to us. So it seems that it's mutter, even though it was Shabbos in the day. When are you allowed to do chazara? Only when the pot is still in your hands. If you put the pot down on the floor, osur, that terminates the previous session of the pot being on the kira. And now if you want to put it back, it's not called chazara, returning it. It's called putting a pot from fresh, as if for the first time on Shabbos, putting a pot onto the kira, and that's osur. Omer Bami, Rav Todi de Ovad le Garmeu de Ovad. Rav Ami said that this, that Rav Todi said that he was an individual. He said that on his own, just for himself. And we do not follow that ruling. Elohochi Omer Rav Chia Omer. Rav Yechanon said as follows. Afilu enicho al gabakarka, even if you put the pot on the floor, mutter, it's still called a continuation and you can afterwards put it back on the kira. Pligi bar of Dimivar of Shmuel bar Yehuda. These two argued, V'tarvayu meshmeder Belozer Omri. They both argued, and both said in the name of Rebbe Loza. Chad Omar once said, Oidon biyodei mutter, you're only allowed to do chazara, if all the while, after you take off the pot from the kira, before you put it back on, you're still holding it in your hand. Al gabe karka also, but if you put it on the floor, it's asa. V'chad Omar, and the other one held, Hinichon al gabe karka nami mutter, even if you put it on the floor, it's mutter. Omar Chizkia, Mishmeida Abaya. Hod Omros Oidon Biyodei Muta. This that you said, that if he's holding the pot in his hand, he's allowed to then put it back on the kira. Loi Omron Elo Shadaito Leharzir. It's only true on condition that you intended to put the pot back. When you took it off, you intended to put it back. Avl Ein Daito Leharzir. If you didn't intend to put it back, even if you're holding it in your hands, also you're not allowed to put it back. Mechlal de al gabi karko, from there you can see that if you put it on the ground, afal pisha daito leharzir osur. But if you put it on the ground, even if you intended to put it back, it's not good enough. It's not called a chazora, a returning of the pot. It's considered you're putting the pot from scratch, as if you're starting a new session of the pot on the kira, and it's awesome. Ikad omra, another version, omra chizkiya mishmeida abaya. Hod omras al gabi karka osur, this that you said, that if you put it on the floor, you're not allowed to then put it back on the kira. If besides the fact that you put it down on the floor, you also did not intend to put it back on the kira. But if you intended to put the pot back on the kira, mutter, it's mutter, even though you put it on the floor. But if you're holding in your hand and you did not put it on the floor, even though you did not intend to put it back, mutar nonetheless, you're still holding it in your hand, you've not terminated the previous session of the pot being on the kira, and you're allowed to put it back. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asked as follows, Tol on b'makil, what happens if you hang this pot or this kettle on a stick, on a hook? You didn't put it on the floor, but you're not holding it in your hand. Mahu. Is it considered like you put it on the floor? Is it considered like you're holding it in your hand? Hinichon al gabe mita. If you put it on a bed, a temporary type of surface, not like the floor, which is where they would put their pots down and leave them there. Mahu. So what's the halacha? Boy, Ravashi. Ravashi asked another question. Pinein mimecham lemecham. If you emptied the contents of one kettle into a new kettle, and now you want to put the new kettle back on the kira, mahu, is that called a new session because it's a new pot? Or no? You say, since this water was just on the pot, or this tafshil was just on the kira, and now I've just transferred it from one container to the next, but I'm still continuing that this water or this tafshil should go back on the kira, maybe it's muta. Teiku, the Gemara says, we'll have to let that stand for now. We don't know how to decide on that. Says the Mishnah, Tanur sheisikuhu bekash ubigvava lo yitain bein mitoichoi bein mialgabov. Till now in the first Mishnah we learned about a kira. A tanur is a different type of oven which is much, much hotter than that of a kira. In the case of a tanur, we said that the Mishnah says that even if you heat it up with kash and gvova, which is straw and other substances where stubble, where there's no coals that come from it, but nonetheless, there's something very small, coal-like substance that remains, and they can be stoked. And since the tanur gets so hot, even though it's not the typical case where you could have coals like gefes and eitzim, nonetheless, it's osa lo yitein bein mitoichoi. You're not allowed to put, not inside it, bein me algabov, nor on it. And we'll see in the Gemara what algabov means. But Tosfos says that lo yitein means the same as it meant in the first Mishnah. According to some, it means you're not allowed to do chazara. According to others, it means you're also not allowed to do shahiyah. According to the opinions that in the first Mishnah and here, lo yitein means you're not allowed to do chazara, they would allow you to do shahiyah with a tanur. But either way, a tanur sheisiku, even if it's just kash ugvava, lo yitein bein mitoichoi bein me'algabov. It's much more stringent halachas than that of a kira. Kupach. Kupach is not as cool as a kira, but it's not as hot as a tanur. Sheisiku bekash ubigvava, if you heat it up with straw and stubble, hareze kakiraim, as the same halachas as kira we saw in the previous Mishnah, that there's no issa of shihe and chazor, as we saw at the beginning of the first Mishnah, kira sheisiku bekash ubigvava, noise no leo tavshil. However, begefes or beitzim, if you heat it up with gefes and eitzim, with the pulp of the fruits or with woods, there it's more chomor. Like we always know that gefes and eitzim is more chomor than kash and gvava, in which case the kupach has the same halachas as a tanur, and it would be much more stringent, as we saw at the beginning of this Mishnah, that lo yitein bein mitoichoi bein me'algabov. Says the Gemara, Tanur shehisiku. If somebody heated up a tanur, sova Rav Yosef lemeima. Rav Yosef says toichoi mamash. When the Mishnah says lo yitein mitoichoi, it means inside it. Al gabov. What does al gabov mean? Al gabov mamash. You put it on top. So then the Mishnah, which is telling us how stringent a tanur is, only mentions toichoi and al gabov. Aval lismoich, but to put a pot next to a tanur, shapir domi, that will be muta. According to Rav Yosef, we have no source in the Mishnah to say it should be asa. Eisvi, Abaya. Abaya is going to now ask a question on Rav Yosef, and Abaya is going to suggest that Al-Gabov actually means samuch, means next to it, and therefore that would also be asa. Let's see what the question of Abaye is. Kupach sheisikuhu bekash ubegvava. We saw at the end of the Mishnah that a kupach that's heated up with kash ugvava, harehu kakiraim, it has the same halachas as a kira mentioned at the beginning of the perek. Begefes ubeitzim, if you heat up a kupach with gefes and eitzim, harehu ketanur, it has the same halachas as tanur v'osur. And you can deduce from there that heating up a kupach with gefes and eitzim, it's only osur because it's similar to a tanur. But if it would be similar to a kiraim, it would be muta. Ha kekira, sorry. In the event that it would be a kira, similar to a kira, it would be muta. Which is why we have to compare the kupach, which is heated up with gefes and eitzim, to a tanur and say it's osur. B'mayos kinon. What case are we talking about that in the tanur it's osa and with the kira it's going to be muta? Ilema al gabov, if you assume that al gabov means al gabov on top of it. Upamai, ilema ksheine goruf v'kotum, let's assume we're talking about that it was not goruf v'kotum. And then you're saying that a kupach, which is not goruf v'kotum, has the same alochas as a tanur and it's osa, referring to placing a pot on top of the oven. Then the Gemara is asking, "Elo kira ki einu grufo k'tuma al gabov mishori." If we're talking here about al gabov means placing a pot on top of this oven and it's not goruf v'kotum, why do you have to say that the gefes is that? Why do you have to say that the kupach is similar to a tanur? And it's osa. It could be as similar to a kira. It's also osa if you're heating up with gefes and eitzim and it's not goruf v'kotum. Why are you saying it's only a tanur, similar to a tanur, and that's why it's osa? Elolav, it must mean al gabov, doesn't mean you're putting the pot on top, because you're not allowed to put a pot on top of an oven that's not goruf v'kotum, even a kira. It must be lismich. It must be talking about the whole discussion here is putting a pot next to a kira, next to a kupach, next to a tanur. And for that, the Mishnah says that if you heat up a kupach with gefes and eitzim, and you want to put a pot next to the kupach, then it's got the same halachos as tanur, that next to a tanur is osur. Where do we see that next to a tanur is osur? When it says in the Mishnah, at the beginning of this Mishnah, bein me'al gabov, it doesn't mean on top, it means next to it. But in the event that it was compared to a kira, putting something, a pot, next to a kira, even though the kira is not goruf v'kotum, is muta, as we've seen early on in the perek. Uktoni yareyu ketanur v'osur. So you see clearly that if we're learning the Mishnah like Abaye wants to learn the Mishnah, then it's osur to put a pot next to a tanur, not on it, not in it, but even next to it, it's also osur if it's not goruf v'kotum. Oma Rav Adar Bar Ava. Rav Adar Bar Ava is going to say no, and according to Rav Adar Bar Ava, we can back up what Rav Yosef said. Rav Adar Bar Ava says no. Hocha b'kupach goruf v'kotum. We're talking about the kupach has goruf v'kotum. And therefore, in the case of a kira, if it's goruf v'kotum, it's muta to put a pot on top of it, to leave a pot on top of it. And v'tanur, but in the case of a tanur, grufa oktuma oskinon, harvareyu ketanur da'afal gav de goruf v'kotum al gab of osur. Here we have a chiddush that even if tanur is goruf v'kotum, nonetheless we disregard the grufa oktuma. It's as if it's open and it's osa. And therefore we say that a kupach, which is heated up with gefes and eitzim, it is goruf v'kotum. Nonetheless, it has the same halachos as tanur, that goruf v'kotum is as osa as eine goruf v'kotum, and it's osa. And it's only compared to tanur, because if it would be compared to kira, it would be mutar. In the case of kira, if it's goruf v'kotum, it's muta. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei Abaye. We're going to bring a brisa, proof to Abaye, that one is not allowed to put a pot next to a tanur. Tanur sheisiku bekash or begvovo. If you heated up a tanur with kash or gvovo, with straw or stubble, ein soimchin lo, you're not allowed to put a pot next to it. Ve'ein tzarech loyma al gabov, and it goes without saying, you're not allowed to put a pot on top of it. Ve'ein tzarech loyma al teichoy, and it goes even more without saying, you're not allowed to put a pot into it. Ve'ein tzarech loyma begefes ube'itzim, and even more so if it's heated up, not with kash and gvava, but it's heated up with gefes and eitzim. That's as far as the Tanur is concerned. Kupach sheisikuhu bekashu bikvava, a kupach that you heat it up with kashin kvava, soimchim lo, you are allowed to put a pot next to it. V'ein noisnin al gabov, you're not allowed to put a pot on top of it. And others say that that the girsa should be noisnin al gabov, because the Gemara says, we saw before, the Mishnah says that has the same aloch as a kira. And by kira, if it's kashu gvava, you are allowed to put a pot on top of it. Either way, soimchin lo, v'ein noisnin al gabov, begefes or be'etzim, but if you heat up this kupach with gefes and etzim, in same chimloi, you're not allowed to put a pot next to it. So here you see clearly that in the case of a kupach, you're not allowed to put a pot next to it. In the same way as we saw with a tanur, in the case of a tanur, you're not allowed to put a pot next to it. Continues the Gemara. Omar leir of acha b'rei derovel of ashi. Hai kupach heichadomi. You're talking about this kupach. It's a bit like a kira. It's a bit like a tanur. Ik a kira domi, if it's similar and the heat is similar type as a kira, afilo begefes or beitzim nami, then even if you heat it up with gefes and eitzim, it should also be allowed to be used on Shabbos for shi'ah, for chazara, depending on what we've learned, if it's goruf or kotum. Ik a tanur domi, if it's compared to a tanur, afilo bekashu kvavo nami loy, then even if it's heated up with kash and gvava, it should have the same halachas as a tanur, and you should not be allowed to use not mitoichei nor al gaboi. Omerli. So Ravashi answered back, nofish havle midakira, it's hotter than a kira, vazutar havle midatanur, and it's less hot than a tanur, and therefore it's in the middle stage. If you heat it up with kash, then with kash or gvava, then we give it the halachas of a kira. If you heat it up with gefes and eitzim, we give it the more stringent halachas of a tanur. Continues the Gemara. Heichadomi kupach, heichadomi kira. What is a kupach? What is a kira? How do we determine? How do we discern between one and the other? Omer v'esi bar chanina, kupach mokim shepiseis kedera achas. A kupach has enough space to put a single pot on the top of it. Kira mokim shepiseis shtei kederis. However, a kira has space to put two pots. It's oval shaped, it's much longer than it's wide, and there's space for two pots to put on top of it. We can bring proof to that a kupach is, that a kira is twice as long as a kupach. Kira shenechlako l'orko tohira l'roch potmea. A kira, if it got split into two along its length, it's completely tohir. It loses its shame tanur. It's not a kira anymore. You can't use it anymore because it's only got half the width. However, if it was split l'rochba along the width, since there was room for two pots, now you can still use it for one pot because half of it is one pot. So we see that a kira has space for two pots, and therefore it's still called a kira, and it still can be mekabel tuma. Kupach, however, kupach bein l'orkoi bein l'rochbei tohir. It doesn't matter if it's broken or split one way or the other way. Either way, there was only space for one pot, and now that it's broken into two, you cannot use it even for one pot, and it loses its shem kli and its tohir. Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to carry on the next Mishnah.